This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's information about the broadcast on the website. And there's a link to all of your instructors at USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Nathan is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Nathan's a musician, and he's decided to get his hair cut. So he and Justin are at the controls in Minnesota. Nathan's getting his hair cut during the broadcast. He's decided that a foot and a half off the top, it would be good. Dr. Sheely's with us. Welcome, Dr. Norman Sheely.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, Dr. Sheely, it's so good to hear your voice. You know, I was looking at the call screen, and one of our USAprepares.com instructors is with us right now. He's calling in from Dallas. He's got a question for you, and we were talking about this on the air. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Vincent. I'm Dr. Sheely.
John, go ahead. You've got some thoughts for Dr. Sheely.
Yeah, Monday we were talking about an article that was recently in the news about how a bite from a Lone Star tick, which basically they live in an area of the United States that probably covers about two-thirds of the population, that one bite can set up an allergic reaction when you eat red meat. And what's happening there is it's transmitting a sugar, and this makes it unusual because it's sugar-based, not protein-based, as an allergy. And after you eat red meat, and in fact, it includes other foods like pork and even some milk products, that you can also things like venison and rabbit, which are things that people might go for, especially in a preparedness, you know, after the poop is the prop situation. And once they eat this, sometimes it's like 8 hours later, they end up with this severe allergic reaction. Things start swelling up. They feel like parts of their body's on fire. A lot of people feeling this go to the emergency room. And, of course, right now we've got drugs to, you know, help with the itching and epinephrine to help keep the airway open. But I was thinking, you know, what happens when we don't have a hospital available? What can we do for this acute symptoms? And then we've got the other issue of, for the chronic problem of being allergic to this, and they believe it does wear off eventually. If your stored food or the food that you're planning on raising are products that cause the sugar to end up in your bloodstream, this could turn into a starvation situation if you don't have enough food to eat. So is there anything that can be done for the long term to try to get your system back to normal? And that's why I really wanted to get this article brought up in front of you and see if you had any ideas.
Well, to be quite honest, I'd have to do off the cuff because I'm not aware of any treatment. I've looked it up on the internet. Nobody knows any treatment. But here's what I would do to restore the body. Number one, I would take lots of astaxanthin. It is probably the single best antioxidant. So maybe 20 milligrams a day, quite safe. Number two, I would want to take with that my youth formula, which is the best way to get vitamin C because it combines with MSM. And number three, I would want to take Sunset, the tocotrienols, which is the best form of vitamin E. Those three work together as a package of antioxidants. And for most people, they're good, period. Number four, I would do both Fire Bliss, because it's so good for autoimmune diseases, and this sounds like an exaggeration of the immune system. And finally, I would do Crystal Bliss. Again, all of these are safe, and the only way I know that would consider the possibility is to try it and find out.
Dr. Shealy, that brings up a question, an ethical question that I had written down prior to John's question about medical trials. And I was thinking about, and what brought this to mind was many, many years ago, I read an article about this man whose finger was swollen. It was his wedding ring finger. And it was really swollen. I mean, 5, 6, 7, 8 times normal size, right around where his ring was. And what they found out was that his wedding ring was radioactive. And it was radioactive traced back to the gold that was used to produce the wedding band.
Wow.
And yes. And here's what happened. Back, I think, in the teens, you know, the early part of the previous century, like, oh, let's say 1910 through 1919, maybe even the 20s, modern medicine back then was using radiation for all kinds of things. And they thought, well, they could make these seeds out of gold and insert them, inject them, if you will, into areas of the body that might have cancer. And let's see if these radioactive seeds will kill the cancer. Well, they had a bunch of these seeds left over, and of course they were made with gold. And so what do you do with this gold? You just don't throw it away. So it went back into recycling. It was remelted and formed into jewelry. And some of it found its way into wedding bands. And this guy happened to have one of those. And it really had disastrous effects on his body. So my question is, and it dates back, the question goes all the way back to the radioactive seeds, which would be like the size of a very small grain of uncooked rice. If, when there are medical trials at institutions, do those participating in these trials, do they actually know what could be the risks involved with being part of a study? Now, I'm not talking about the kind of studies that you do, which have zero risk. I'm talking about serious risks, like radioactive substances.
You know, they supposedly get informed consent. Informed consent really didn't become widespread until probably the mid or late 60s. But theoretically, anything that is known, but the fact that the idiots, and that's being kind, because to me they're cruel criminals, would actually be so insane as to put radioactive gold back into regular gold, suggests that they wouldn't know which had a right and informed consent. And we've never talked about this on the air, but when I was in a residency at the Mass General Hospital, there was research going on in 17 different types of research on people with various tumors, especially of the brain, that was not done with informed consent. It was barbaric. It was harmful. It murdered lots of people. I actually went to the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese, who put a stop to it because he was on the board at Mass General. 30 years later, the family, some of the families found out and took Mass General and Dr. William H. Sweets Jr. to court over such unbridled misbehavior. That's being kind.
So, that's kind of where I was going with the question, Dr. Shealy, and, you know, informed consent. And what really is informed consent? Is it full disclosure, or is it, well, you could have a headache as a result of this, or, you could die from, brain tumor as a result from this, those kinds of things. And I just wonder how much doctors have practiced on people to see what would happen.
Well, let's face it, there are crooks everywhere. I remember back in the, it must have been the mid-60s. No, mid-70s, sorry. Anyway, in the mid-70s, the insurance commissioner of the state of Pennsylvania published a statement in which he said that he felt that 15% of physicians were crooks.
Was that 5-0? or 1-5? I didn't hear you. 5-0 or 1-5?
1-5.
1-5. Okay, 15%. Okay.
But that's a lot.
You bet. That is a lot. And I remember, Dr. Shealy, seeing license plates with the suffix MD on the East Coast. And, doctors were proud that they were doctors. And so they would have the MD on the end of their tags. And then for some reason that stopped. I don't know why it stopped, but it did. Maybe they were being held up for having, prescription drugs in their vehicles. I don't know, but maybe they thought it was a risk. But I do remember that. And it was kind of a nice status symbol for a medical doctor to have MD tags.
Yeah, that's the old days. Again, the widespread discussion on the Internet is that about 30% of physicians will retire early because they just can't tolerate Obamacare.
I've been reading about that, and can you imagine, like, one guy yielding to the pressure of the lobbyists can take down 30% of the doctors, like, within a couple of years. Unprecedented.
Well, let's face it, everything of the last 7 years is unprecedented.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and John Reagan's with us. John, feel free to stick around if you want. Certainly welcome to join the conversation. One of the things I'd like to talk with Dr. Shealy about after the commercials that are coming up is the suicide of Robin Williams and depression. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Norm Shealy, NormSheaAly.com. John Reagan's with us, TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. John and Dr. Shealy, you know, we've all been reading about Robin Williams, comedian,
Hello.
Actor, and, you know, the reports are that he committed suicide, that he hanged himself with a belt in his bedroom, and there's a lot of information on the internet about depression, and he was depressed, and he talked about all the money, and he said, well, he thought it should be all the money, and it's really called, it's now called alimony, and he had to pay $30 million to his two ex-wives, and it kind of broke him. So he said, one thing he said was, you know, he was asked if he's going to marry again. He said, no, I'm just going to find a woman I don't like and give her my house. And, you know, obviously there was some humor in there, but I think what he was saying is really kind of true. These men who are in courtrooms that wear these black dresses, you know, make decisions that really have incredible impact on people. $30 million, no matter how much a person makes, you know, if he were to split between his two ex-wives, you know, $30 million. How do you come up with those kind of numbers? I mean, and still stay afloat. And so he was in financial distress. He was depressed. He was self-medicating himself with, you know, non-prescription medications that he was buying illegally. And he ultimately, according to the reports I've read, he hung himself. So he was extremely depressed. Dr. Seeley, the reports I'm reading, I've got one in front of me. I have not posted it on the website. But in 2011, the number of U.S. Suicide deaths per 100,000, absolutely staggering, 28,000 white males committed suicide. 28,000 in the year 2011.
90% or more of them.
Now, if you compare that to white females, it was just under 8,000. And then if you compare that to black males, it was about 2,000. Black females, about 400. So it looks like the suicides are mostly being committed by white males. Do you have a thought for what might be going on? And
yeah, antidepressant drugs.
In this horrible, horrible...
yeah, antidepressant drugs. Can you hear me? Spencer? Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's antidepressant drugs. The rate of suicide is markedly increased in all age groups when they take these useless, harmful crud drugs.
Okay. So I'm now looking at the age distribution for suicides in 2011 per 100,000. Now, age 10 to 14, it's about 300. Age 70 to 74, it's about 1,400. But age 50 to 54, it's about 4,600. So it peaks at age 50 to 54. And that kind of jives with what you're saying, Dr. Seeley. Now, if you look at these charts and graphs, it's quite alarming. When I was a young boy, you know, being raised as a Roman Catholic, I was taught that committing suicide is a mortal sin. You know, it's like one of the worst possible things a person could do, if not the worst. Killing someone else, I guess, is right up there with it.
You know that I think most people have heard me say this before, that I have a guide. And one of the earliest things that my guide said to me, in the eyes of the universe, and that's what he calls God, in the eyes of the universe, there's only one sin, murder, and that includes suicide.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. John Reagan, I know you've got a lot of thoughts. When we come back on the other side of these commercial announcements, you're up with Dr. Norman Seeley. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Dr. Norman Chile is with us, and John Reagan. John, before we get to your thoughts, I just had a couple thoughts about the suicide of Robin Williams.
Say that again.
The reports that I'm reading about Robin Williams say that the toxicology report, they're looking for drugs in his bloodstream. So the toxicology report will be released in 2 to 6 weeks. Now, I've got a lot of questions about that. One question is, I can't believe that it takes 6 weeks to get results. I think that these, and I'm asking Dr. Shuley if you could give me some insight. Don't they know exactly already what has happened? Don't they know already? When I had a job, I've never been given 2 to 6 weeks to write anything. They'd say, Vinny, we want you to write a white paper, and you've got, tomorrow. Tomorrow by 8 o'clock, I'd like it. You know, that's the kind of thing that would happen to me. I can't imagine it taking that long with all the equipment that, as a large city would have at its disposal and in its laboratory. Am I wrong, Dr. Shuley, in this? Does it take 2 to 6 weeks?
Of course not. You're right. It's government crap.
Okay. All right. So, would you say that they're doing this to build some time between, the suicide and the report, so that the information or the reaction to the information is diluted, so people won't say, wait a minute, it's these antidepressant drugs that are doing it, and what are our doctors doing prescribing these things for us that could cause us to do what happened to Robin Williams, to cause us to hang ourselves with a belt in our bedroom?
Let's face it. Two of the most previous great cases where it wasn't even ruled as suicide were Michael Jackson and the King, Elvis Presley. And both of them died of drug overdoses. So, it doesn't take that long. It's to decide how much they're going to fake the results so that people don't worry about it. And the longer they wait, the less uproar there is.
That's exactly where I was going.
Nonsense as usual.
Dr. Shuley,
I just looked it up. Negative drug test results are available the next business day after specimen collection. That's the National Drug Screening.
Okay.
Just one day.
Okay, so there you have it. You've got Dr. Shuley's medical opinion. I was thinking about the drug called Halcyon. Do you remember that drug, Dr. Shuley?
Oh yeah, another junk drug.
Was that a drug that would cause people to commit suicide, do you think?
Among others, yes.
The reason I brought that up. I was talking with my mom in the kitchen the day that Robin Williams' suicide was reported. And she mentioned that drug. And we know somebody who was close to our family who had a government job. One of these caseworker type positions where this middle-aged guy would see lots of government-type clients. They would come in, and they would be in a bad way. They would need assistance of some kind. Either it was a family strife or financial problems or whatever. So over and over, all day long, he was faced with one crisis after the next, after the next, after the next. So he was kind of feeling the effects of this, and he was prescribed, I believe, Halcyon. That's what my mom said. And after a while, he drove to the top of a bridge, literally a very tall bridge, and put his flashers on. Pulled off to the side of the bridge there. And this is a really tall bridge. It's so tall that it would make some people who are afraid of heights sick. It was really tall. Drove to the top of this bridge. Shut off his engine, took his wallet out, put on his dash, put his flashers on, and jumped off the bridge.
Yeah.
And lived.
Well, one of the major so-called side effects, just not side effects in there, enough another horrible complication is that often these people asleep, drive, sleepwalk, you know, get out of bed, drive vehicles, not awake.
All right. Well, then he was patched up. You know, the emergency vehicles took him to the hospital. We patched him up. And he was sent home. And after, you know, he recovered from all the broken bones, went back to work. And he and his wife were sitting in the kitchen. And they would have breakfast together before they went their separate ways to work. Each had a, you know, separate job, and they'd take separate vehicles. And so he was kind of hanging around the house a little bit, and she said he looked a little different. He just wasn't quite himself. He didn't have the, you know, the big smile on his face that, you know, she'd like to see. So she went to work, and then she decided, and he stayed home, and he was going to leave, you know, a few minutes later. And she decided to come back to the house and see if everything was okay. So she was on her way to work, turned around, came back. The car was still in the driveway. His car was still in the driveway. So she looked for him, and she found him. He had hung himself.
Yeah. No, there must be, I wouldn't even begin to know, but it's probably 30 or more drugs capable of doing that. Side effects.
Dr. Shealy, when doctors prescribe these kinds of drugs and the person who is taking the drugs under doctor supervision.
So-called.
Is a doctor guilty of anything? Is a doctor guilty of negligence because he or she did not really fully understand the complications? Or is the pharmaceutical manufacturing company guilty of any crime for maybe not telling the doctors exactly what these drugs can do, these mind-altering drugs?
Not in our current non-legal situation. Otherwise, it'd be, you know, over 100,000 new malpractice cases each year.
Something's really wrong, Dr. Shealy. Something is really, really wrong with society where companies are allowed to manufacture devices, chemicals, concoctions that would lead a person to take his or her own life, which we all agree here on this broadcast is the worst thing a person can do. I'm actually speechless. John, you're up.
You know, maybe I need to get the T-shirt. I survived antidepressants.
Oh, you're right, John. I love it. You'd do better, of course, if you never started them. But, you know, they're pushed upon people.
Yeah, when I first moved to Dallas, I was on antidepressants. And there was a period of months that my goal was simply to make it through the day. And if you don't experience this firsthand, you don't understand the hopelessness you feel. And you also have the feeling that it will never change. And what I discovered, you know, my problem wasn't a lack of drugs. My problem was really malnutrition. And specifically what got me back to normal were things like tryptophan and omega-3s. And it wasn't until years later when I got a new patient packet from Dr. Kenneth. He listed neurotransmitters, including things like serotonin. And there's about a half a dozen building blocks to these neurotransmitters. And if you are deficient in one or more of those building blocks, your body cannot make those neurotransmitters. But do doctors talk about nutrition? No, they prescribe drugs instead.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, is that because there's no financial reward in saying, listen, I'll tell you what, go down to the corner of Kearney and Glenstone, and there is a organic food store there, and they've got produce there that you should be eating. So here's the prescription. I want you to eat these fresh foods in these quantities, and call me in 6 weeks if you're not better. I mean, they don't do that, do they, Dr. Shealy? Well, you do, Dr. Shealy, but is that why? Because there's no money in it?
It's not just that. Basically, they have been brainwashed since medical school, early in medical school, that the only treatment is drugs and surgery, period, end report.
Yes.
And they are considered liable if the patient complains of malpractice if they don't follow the so-called standard in the community. So the AMA, Medical Medicine Association, the county medical societies, et cetera, are all accessories, if you will, in promoting this idea that drugs are it.
Dr. Shealy, is that why when I used to have an annual checkup in Springfield at a hospital-run doctor's office, that when I asked my doctor if I should change what I eat or eat something else, he'd say, no, just keep doing what you're doing. He was afraid I might eat something and then sue him? Jeez! Boy, are we falling down. John Reagan, Dr. Norman Shealy, and I'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
This can be sliding.
What are today's top?
Why are
you take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Reagan's with us. Dr. Norman Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley's with us on Wednesdays when he's not traveling. And we've got Ted in Chicago. Ted, you're on with Dr. Norman Shuley and me. I think we lost John Reagan.
Hi,
Ted, you're on.
Thank you. Thank you for having a great show, man.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. I think you're a great guy. And you guys do great work. I wish I could be a part of US Prepares.
Well, you can. Hold it. Ted, you can. all you have to do is if you're ever in town, ever in Springfield, Missouri, just show up at Jimmy's Egg on Monday. You can participate by calling in, which is what you're doing right now. You are part of USA Prepares. And, of course, you're invited to the Get Prepared Expo in March of 2015, where you'll get a chance to meet a whole bunch of your instructors. So you are part of who we are. So you had a question. Please go ahead.
Thanks. Hey, I'm in Chicago. I have a problem with police brutality. What they do is a while ago I had a business. They jealous of my business, so they destroyed my business. And they're physically beating me up, and even the hospital jacked me, made me really sick. And I can't get a doctor, a lawyer. They got city lawyers going around telling city people don't talk to me and telling people don't talk to me. I go to the hospital. I went to 30 hospitals, none of them waited on me. And they're trying to say it's my imagination. And then they're trying to just slander my name, telling people that I did something disrespectful. I never did anything disrespectful. What they do is hate me for having God-given talent.
What are you talking about? Let's be specific. So you go to a hospital for treatment for what?
Well, because a while ago I was beat up really bad, and then the hospital messed me up, and then my stomach. They said a while ago they went for my I needed something for my appendix, but they did an operation on the other side of my body. I have a very large hernia-like thing in the center of my belly. It's tearing all the time. I have about 45 pounds of stuff in my body that that happened to be in my body, and I had lab reports from some of the TAP labs in all over the world, and they refused to treat me for it. It's cost me a lot of major problems. I can't walk. I can't that much. I can't breathe air. I have a very difficult breathe air, and they won't even acknowledge it. They're going around saying that it's my imagination when I have a certifiable or I can get certifiable lab reports. It's just they try to financially break me and make me sick, and they mess with me every day.
Who are they? Are you talking about
these
hospital?
These are Chicago police, the city workers, city lawyers.
Who beat you up?
Well, cops, and then sometimes they break in my house and beat my legs. I got the marks on my body to prove that they break in my house on a daily basis. I leave out my house, about 30 people
over
to my house.
Ted, I have only one suggestion.
What?
Look on the internet at American Holistic Medical Association. I'm sure there are several members in the Chicago area. Find a physician who is a member of the American Holistic Medical Association, either a family doctor, possibly an internist, possibly a neurologist, you know, any member of American Holistic Medical Association is certainly more likely to be open to help someone like you.
Okay.
Okay, that's the only suggestion I can make because I obviously don't know the situation, but a holistic physician probably will help you.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. But the only thing is to harass me because, you know,
I
what
understand.
They do is...
Do the best you can. Try to find a holistic physician. Thanks for calling.
Thanks so
Thank
much.
You.
Wow. Dr. Shealy and I will be right back. I've got some questions about blueberries, eating blueberries. Mrs. Finelli and I went to the store, and we found some blueberries, and she bought 2 cases of them, and she's going to wash them and freeze them, and we're going to eat them all year long. Got a question about, is that the right thing to do? We'll talk about that with Dr. Shealy when we come back. Also, my addiction to tomatoes. We'll be right back with Dr. Norman Shealy, MD, normshealy.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.